在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
全国英语等级考试标准教程第三集，由高等教育出版社、高等教育电子音像出版社出版发行。
Public English Testing System, Level 3, Unit 1.
Part A. You will hear short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and four possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. You will have 15 seconds to answer each question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
1.You seem to take great pride in your daughter. She's such a successful manager.
Yes, she is a wonderful daughter. But I'm proud of her because of her pleasant and attractive personality, even more than for her success. 2. I ran into David Preston downtown today.
Really?Did he say anything about his sister?
Yes. She should be leaving Los Angeles very soon, because her husband has taken a job in Alaska.
3. Professor Phillips seems serious.
But his lectures are quite humorous, aren't they?
Part B. You will hear dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one,You will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear each conversation only once.
Questions 4 to 6 are based on the following story.
A gentleman put an advertisement in a newspaper for a boy to work in his office. Out of nearly 50 people who came to apply, the man selected one and dismissed the others. I should like to know, said a friend, the reason you preferred that boy who brought not a single letter, not a single recommendation. You are wrong.Said the gentleman. He had a great many. He wiped his feet at the door and closed the door behind him, showing that he was careful. He gave his seat immediately to that old man, showing that he was kind and thoughtful. He took off his cap when he came in and answered my questions promptly, showing that he was polite and gentlemanly.All the rest stepped over the book which I had purposely put on the floor. He picked it up and placed it on the table, and he waited quietly for his turn, instead of pushing and crowding. When I talked to him, I noticed his tidy clothing, his neatly brushed hair, and his clean fingernails.Can't you see that these things are excellent recommendations? I consider them more significant than letters. Questions 7 to 10 are based on the following story.
The year was 1912. Mrs. Strauss and her husband were passengers on the Titanic during its fateful voyage.Not many women went down with the ship, but Mrs. Strauss was one of the few women who did not survive for one simple reason. She could not bear to leave her husband. This is how Mabel Bird, Mrs. Strauss's servant, who survived the disaster, told the story after she was saved. When the Titanic began to sink, frightened women and children...were the first ones loaded into lifeboats. Mr. and Mrs. Strauss were calm and comforting other passengers and helped many of them into the boats. Then Mr. Strauss begged his wife to get into the lifeboat with her servant and others. Mrs. Strauss started to get in. She had one foot on the edge. But then suddenly she changed her mind, turned away, and stepped back onto the sinking ship. "Please, dear, get into the boat," her husband urged. "No," Mrs. Strauss is said to have replied with resistance. "I will not get into the boat. We have been together through a great many years. We are old now. I will not leave you. Where you go, I will go." And that is where they were last seen, standing arm in arm on the deck, this devoted wife clinging courageously to her husband, this loving husband clinging protectively to his wife, as the ship sank.